Now, musically speaking, when you perform the songs with the band, are they done as covers or as interpretations?
A bit of both. I had a feeling early on that I would be disappointing people if I did completely rearranged versions of the songs.
Mm.
I stopped listening to Lennon's versions of these songs a long time ago because I liked doing them my way, which is a similar type of arrangement to the way he does. There's a couple that we've slowed right down. We do a very different unplugged version of Nowhere Man, for example, and there are a couple that we did rewrite. We do an arrangement of Working Class Hero, which we slightly borrowed from Marianne Faithfull's version on her album Broken English.
She
changed it from 3/4 to 4/4, so it's a hard rock version of Working Class Hero, and it's quite a powerful moment in the show.
Before each show, as I mentioned, you'll be giving audience members the chance to attend a masterclass with your co-creator and musical director. Is it Stuart Darrietta?
Yeah.
What goes on at the masterclass?
I think a masterclass sounds a little bit highfalutin. Really, it's a meet and greet, Q&A.
Okay.
People can come and ask me about the industry. How do you, how does it work? How do you get into it? I mean, I've sort of targeted younger people with this session, although anybody's welcome. But, sometimes you get the feeling that there's a huge groundswell of feeling amongst young people, teenagers and 20-something people, that being an actor or a musician would be a great thing to do. And I think a lot of the time people are more carried away with the kind of fame, celebrity, showbizy sort of aspect of it, and that's the way publicity has gone these days.
Yeah.
So here's their chance to just have a session with a guy who's doing it all and get the lowdown.
It's kind of a great idea because if people who are up and coming or aspiring musicians or whatever, they get to meet you and say, well, you're just an ordinary bloke who's doing what they want to do.
Yeah, exactly, and it is something that you work hard at and hammer away. And sure, the entertainment industry working in it is not exactly an ordinary job. So I always say that it is a job like any other, but I suppose the average plumber doesn't get a round of applause every time he fixes a leaking pipe. I think he should.
Yes.
It's an interesting subject to talk about.
John Waters, fascinating to speak with you. Thanks for joining us and good luck with the tour.
Thanks, Max. I'll see you then.